Greetings, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and anything else listening. My name is Drew Badger from The Big Scary Show, and welcome to The Big Scary News, an offshoot of The Big Scary Show where we bring you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry that you need to know, plus an exclusive interview that you won't hear anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly sponsored by Froggy's Fog. Get all your fog products from frog juice to scents to foggers and more only at froggiesfog.com. And now, without further ado, here is the Big Scary News. We start off with some very sad news from the world of music. Dave Brocky, who fronted the heavy metal band Gwar using the stage name Odorous Urungus, has been found dead in his Richmond, Virginia home. He was 50. According to band manager Jack Flanagan, one of Brocky's bandmates found him Sunday evening, March 23rd. Richmond police spokesman Diane Wog says police officers received a report of a dead person at the home shortly before 7 p.m. Quote, "It is with a saddened heart that I confirm my dear friend Dave Brocky, artist, musician, and lead singer of Gwar, has passed away," unquote, Flanagan said in a statement released Monday. According to Flanagan, Brocky's next of kin has been notified and Richmond authorities plan to conduct a full autopsy. More information regarding his death shall be released as the details are confirmed. The group recently had announced its sixth annual Gwarbecue for August 16th near Richmond. It's not the first death for the band. Guitarist Corey Smoot was found dead on the group's tour bus in 2011, and the band subsequently retired his character, Flatus Maximus. The Big Scary Show wishes to extend its condolences to the friends, family, and fans of Dave Brocky and Gwar, and offers up this moment of silence in his honor. We have this news on the 12th Annual Rondo Awards. Since 2002, the Rondos have been fandom's only classic horror awards, decided by fans, for fans. Every nominee is being recognized for significant work or achievement in the year 2013, so add your voice and help make a difference. All voting is by email only. Simply copy the ballot from the website and send an email with your picks to David Colton at taraco@aol.com before Sunday night at midnight, May 5th, 2014. One vote per person, please. Every email must include your name to be counted. All votes are kept strictly confidential, and no email addresses or personal information will ever be shared with anyone. To vote, you can cut and paste the ballot and highlight your choices, or place an X next to your choices, or you can type your choices in an email, and no, you do not have to vote in every category. Feel free to spread the word about the Rondo nominations, put Rondo banners on your websites, social media, Twitter, Facebook, and urge your fans and friends to vote. But please remember that overly organized voting campaigns is prohibited. Let's try to keep this vote fun. The Rondos celebrate the best in classic horror, science fiction, and fantasy. While that definition can vary, that's why work that's being done on more modern films and research will not be reflected here. Finally, thanks as always to the thousands of fans, pros, and friends who have voted year after year. We look forward to hearing from you again. Let's make Rondo 12 the best ever. To vote, go to www.rondoaward.com. We have this news on two classic Godzilla movies coming out on Blu-ray. With the anticipated blockbuster status of Gareth Edwards' Godzilla, you can bet we'll be seeing the giant lizard around every corner, and we get news of the Blu-ray release of a couple of classic Godzilla titles. Destroy All Monsters and Godzilla vs. Megalon are getting the treatment from Media Blasters, and here are all the details you need. Destroy All Monsters from 1968 is universally considered the strong fan favorite of the entire Godzilla series. It's an all-star monster rally of epic proportions featuring Toho's greatest and wildest mammoth monsters in the universe. All out rumble. See Godzilla, Mothra, Rodan, King Ghidorah, Anguirus, Minya, Spiga, Baragon, Gorosaurus, Mandan, and Varan in all their titanic glory. The film was directed by the famed Ishiro Honda, director of the original 1954 film, and the last entry to feature the dream team of Special Effects Supervisor E.G. Cherubiah music composer Akira Ifukube, and producer Tomoyuki Tanaka. Godzilla vs. Megalon 1973 has been one of the most sought-out Godzilla films in North America since its original theatrical release. Directed by Jun Fukuda, this time Godzilla teams up with a giant robot, Jet Jaguar, to take on the threat of Megalon sent by an undersea nation to destroy our terrestrial civilization. Look for it on Blu-ray, the store near you. We have this hiring news from the Factory of Terror in Canton, Ohio. We are building like madmen at the Factory of Terror, making bigger and better scenes. We will be opened a few weekends in June, so if you would like to be part of our acting crew, apply at www.fotohio.com. We have this update from the National Haunters Convention. The National Haunters Convention and Halloween Show is proud to announce the Bus Challenge. In an effort to encourage haunt owners to bring together their staff and volunteers in an atmosphere of the haunted attraction industry, we are officially issuing the Bus Challenge. Any haunt that can stuff their bus with 30 or more people to come and experience the National Haunters Convention and Halloween Show May 2nd through the 4th gets free admission for all attendees on that bus. We feel if a haunt owner is willing to spend the money to bring a bus, it's our responsibility as a convention to be as accommodating as possible. It offers your staff the opportunity to take classes, see the latest in animatronics, props, costumes, masks, and supplies, as well as visit our new Pitch Black Zone. S&C Scare Factory is back again this year to show their stuff with a new intern program for all first-year haunters or those who always wanted to volunteer and didn't quite know what was all involved. A great opportunity to spend some quality time together with your staff and their families while improving your haunts. Scare Factor. Haunt owners must coordinate with the owners of the convention. So email rob@nationalhauntersconvention.com or Mike@NationalHauntersConvention.com prior to April 15th to be eligible for this program. Be sure to share our new website with your staff to get them eager to tackle the 2014 haunt season at www.HalloweenShow.com. We have a pair of stories from Days of the Dead. It is with great pleasure that we announce the addition of musician and actor Stephen Piercy to the guest roster for Days of the Dead Indianapolis, happening June 27th through the 29th. As a member of heavy metal band Rat, Stephen Piercy was the frontman of one of the most popular hard rock acts of the 1980s. Boasting Billboard Top 40 hits with Round and Round and Lay It Down, Rat went on to be one of the highest-selling bands of the era and has often been recognized as instrumental in the formation of the early 80s LA glam metal scene. Aside from his musical work, Piercy has also made brief forays into low-budget films, playing the killer hippie in the camp horror flick Camp Utopia. Vendor spaces and tickets for Days of the Dead Indianapolis are on sale now at www.daysofthedead.net/Indianapolis. In addition, it is with great pleasure that we announce the addition of writer, director, artist, and master of horror, Clive Barker, to the guest roster for Days of the Dead Los Angeles, happening September 26th through the 28th at the LAX Marriott. A pioneer in the world of horror and dark fantasy, Clive Barker is the visionary behind your most terrifying nightmare, both on the written page and the silver screen. As an author, he has written many best-selling and critically acclaimed novels, including The Damnation Game, Weave World, Cabal, The Hellhound Heart, Aberrat, and the collected anthologies Books of Blood, Volumes 1 through 6. As a filmmaker, he's directed such films as Hellraiser, Nightbreed, and Lord of Illusions, while writing many others, including Rawhead Rex, and Book of Blood. A major influence on countless artists in modern horror, Clive Barker stands as one of the most important figures in the genre over the last 40 years. Tickets for Days of the Dead Los Angeles will be on sale very soon, but vendor spaces are on sale now and going fast. You can reserve yours at daysofthedead.net/Los Angeles. We have this from Spirit Halloween's Name a Zombie Baby contest. Spirit Halloween has just started their new contest to name one of the new zombie babies for 2014, and they need your help. Name Spirit Halloween Store's new zombie baby, and you could get the whole demonic nursery. One grand prize winner will be awarded a nursery filled with the new 2014 Zombie Babies, plus a $100 Spirit gift card. The winning name provided by the grand prize winner will be used to name one of the new 2014 Zombie Babies. Four runners-up will receive one of the new 2014 Zombie Babies, plus a $50 Spirit gift card. The more unique the name, the better your chances are to win these evil prizes. The sweepstakes ends April 6th. For official rules and more information, go to facebook.com/spirithalloween. We have a bit of breaking news from Bloody Mary Bobby Wiener. Bloody Mary's Revenge Haunted House opens October 2014 in Cleveland, Ohio. Bloody Mary has found a new home. For more information, check out www.dearbloodymary.com. We have this news from Spooky Empire's Mayhem in Orlando, Florida. Just announced, Pat Carroll, the voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid, will be returning to Spooky Empire Inc.'s Mayhem in Orlando at the DoubleTree by Hilton at Universal Studios this year. Last year, she read lines from the Haunted Mansion as the Sea Witch herself with incredible results. A must-see. Meet the voice behind Ursula the Sea Witch May 30th through June 1st. Ms. Carroll's long line of credits include classic shows like Too Close for Comfort, Make Room for Daddy, and more recently, ER. She joins John Carpenter, Robert Englund, Laurie Holden, Nick Castle, and many, many more. Get your advance tickets and VIP packages today because they're going fast. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit www.spookyempire.com. We have this from Haunt Nation Magazine. The March issue of Haunt Nation magazine is now available. It's convention season. Fright Radio Podcast hands out some much-needed tips to attending conventions. We have a kick-ass preview of Texas Frightmare Weekend by Jason Hughes, a HauntCon 2014 wrap-up, a preview of the West Coast Haunters Convention, and a sneak peek at the Scares That Care Weekend. Also, check out the Q&As with the Haunted Garden's Rania Pete and Haunt Design Kit. The 7th Street Haunt tells us how they got started, SFX tips and prop how-tos, as well as an in-depth article on the essence of horror writing by Brad Hodges. Best of all, it's free. Just subscribe at hauntnationmag.com. We have a little gaming news from IDW. Here's a game for those of you who want to believe. IDW has just announced that they're partnering with Pandasaurus Games to create a strategy board game based on The X-Files. The game will focus on the first three seasons of the show, with most players playing as investigators like Scully or Mulder trying to uncover clues. One player, however, will play the role of the Smoking Man and his minions trying to obscure the truth from the rest of the table. The game is being designed by Kevin Wilson, the designer of the hit horror strategy game Arkham Horror. It will also feature art direction from Menton 3, the illustrator running the X-Files Season 10 comic. IDW Games will launch this great big box of mysteries in July with a suggested retail price of $59.99. With that price point and Kevin Wilson at the helm, this is sure to be an in-depth, deep strategy game. We have this news from the Hillside Horror in Wilkesboro, North Carolina. The Hillside Horror in Wilkesboro has announced its 2014 attractions. The Evil Harvest Corn Maze. We have expanded our terror in the corn drastically for the 2014 season. Our Evil Harvest now covers over 8 acres. Be prepared to get lost in our corn stalks that will seem to be never-ending this year. The Hillside Funeral Parlor and Cemetery. Step right up and come on in to pay your last respects, but once inside, you won't be praying for the dearly departed. Instead, start praying for yourself to get out alive. The Abandoned Orphanage. This was supposed to be a refuge back in the day for neglected children, but something went terribly wrong. Now the spirits of the little ones that used to inhabit this place are roaming with a vengeance. Jester's Evil Farmhouse. Jester was one of the best circus clowns in the world until evil crept in, and he went crazy, which resulted in the death of many circus goers. He stayed hidden out of sight in his old farmhouse deep in the woods of the Carolina foothills until he passed away, which began his eternal unrest. The house has been boarded up and not open to the public until this year. Was it boarded up to keep the evil in or to keep you out? The Dark Zone. Watch your step as you feel your way through the pitch-dark tunnels And what exactly are you stepping on or tripping over? Is that tunnel actually moving? The House of Shock. Words cannot even describe what you will experience in this dreadful place. Zombie Shine. These backwoods folk ain't ready to give up their moonshine, even after death. And finally, The Last Ride. The Last Ride has returned. Lay down inside a real casket, have the lid shut tight, and be loaded into the hillside hearse to be taken away into the night. Don't worry, we really aren't going to bury you alive. Or will we? There's free parking and a hayride shuttle, and food and drinks will be available, so come hungry. For more information on the Nahant and the 2014 season, visit www.hillsidehorror.com.
Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
Tonight's interview is with the very talented makeup artist, Bobby Wiener, a.k.a. Bloody Mary, and was recorded on March 25th, 2014.
And ladies and gentlemen, here on the Big Scary News, we have a real treat for you. We have none other than one of the world's most famous makeup and special effects artists. Just come back from Transworld. She did work on the movie Pumpkinhead. She did movie Titanic and has some really cool, exciting news about a brand new haunted attraction that she is affiliated with. I am, of course, talking about none other than Bloody Mary herself, Bobby Wiener. Bobby, are you there?
Yes, I'm right here. Yep.
Great. Great to have you. Where are you right now?
Right now, I'm in my home in Dallas, Texas.
Okay. And just got back from Transworld. How was the show for you?
It was great. Loved it. Great, great show. Fabulous.
It always is. A shame I was not able to be there, but the Big Scary Show was there. So that's, we had a presence and we got some great interviews and some shout outs and some good talk. But we definitely wanted to talk to you about a couple of things going on in the world of Bloody Mary. If I recall correctly, last week you came out with some breaking news that you have a new haunted house project going on, or should I say haunted attraction project?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Brand new haunted houses. They're going to start building and breaking ground probably in another 2 months, and they're getting it all ready out at it's going to be an add-on event, you know, its own haunted house out at the Spooky Ranch out right outside of Cleveland. Derek Vitas and I are doing this together. And
he, oh, really?
He basically, yeah, it's Derek, and he has the Spooky Ranch. Are you familiar with that?
I have been to the Spooky Ranch on multiple occasions. Derek does a bang-up job there. I did not realize that was the haunt you were attached to.
Yeah.
That's one of the best.
Go ahead.
I love their hayride. I love their 3D mazes. They're just a fun little place to go spend an evening. And now they're going to have Bloody Mary attached to it.
Yeah, they're going to have a Bloody Mary, her own haunted house. It's going to be an add-on, and it's going to be quite an event. I mean, we licensed Derek and our comic book and our name. It's our new series that we just came out with in the last year, The Heart of Bloody Mary, and it's going to be Bloody Mary's Revenge. That's the name of the haunt.
Very, very nice. Are you designing this, or are you leaving that up to Derek and his crew, and you're just consulting, or what's going? What can people expect through this?
Well, we had licensed our name and our comic to Universal Studios around four years ago, and basically Derek is going to just turn around and go by the name, the comic. And I will be consulting just like I did with Universal. I'll be, watching him and seeing how he does it. I know Derek for a long time. I've seen what he can do, and I just trust him 1,000% that he's going to make it spectacular.
Are you going to be affiliated with his other Hauntville, or is it just going to be the stuff out at Spooky Ranch?
Well, at Spooky Ranch, they're building a store, a Bloody Mary store. Purchase, or it's going to be a full Bloody Mary makeup store, and out at Hauntville there'll be another store, Bloody Mary store.
Okay, so you can go by and pick up some makeup, pick up a little zombie blood or something like that, correct?
Oh, yeah, they're going to have comic all book. Of our products. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Speaking of your products, I believe you mentioned at Transworld that you're coming, or you mentioned to us that you are now coming out with a brand new line of zombie blood. What's going on there?
Yeah, we did. We debuted it at Transworld, and it was just amazing. It's black blood. We made a thick black blood, Bloody Mary's black blood, which is just over the top. And once again, it washes off with the soap and water, and it's just that was dynamite. And we came out with our new scab blood, which is just amazing. And as a matter of fact, we did a workshop on Saturday morning at 8 a.m. People got up at 6:30. The room was full by the time I got there, 7:45, and we ended up with like 450 people there at 8 o'clock in the morning, and it was fabulous.
But How many of them were not hungover?
I don't think they were hungover. I think they were prepared to come, because the people that were hungover apologized to me for not coming and not getting up.
Very nice. What is the advantage to black blood as opposed to traditional red blood?
Well, I know the black blood, when somebody dies, their blood turns black, and therefore there's no more oxygen, their blood turns black. So especially for the zombies, and we're affiliated with The Walking Dead now, and all our makeup is featured and written in every book that they're writing about The Walking Dead. And we came out with the black blood because it's the mouth. It's all about the mouth. And that's when they're eating people, and with layering the black blood, my extra thick blood, which is kind of a dark maroon color, and then with my scab blood, which is a straight maroon, and then with the three together, and they all dry, and it looks fabulous. It really looks amazing. So we're excited about that.
I never made the connection that black blood was dead blood, for lack of a better term. So for the zombies running around in bright red blood, they're doing it wrong. They need to be using black blood.
Got to use black blood. Definitely. Oh, yeah.
Excellent. So is this available now on your website, or can you go into the local stores and purchase this?
We just started selling it. They're buying it. They're ordering it for Halloween. But now with the zombies, we supply so many zombie runs and the zombie fields and paintball zombie, this phenomena that, they're actually selling our products at the paintball fields now. And we're making it. I mean, we just basically you're keeping up with everything. It's just wonderful. It's exciting.
Zombies are certainly big right now, not only with Walking Dead, but like as you mentioned, these zombie runs and these zombie obstacle courses and zombie paintball and everything like that. Got to ride that wave while it lasts, right?
Oh, yeah. I think it's going to be around for a while. Well, we had the vampires, and then they kind of, phased out, and the zombies have definitely taken over. Huge.
I'd be curious, what do you think will be the next big trend when zombies start to proverbially die off?
I wish I knew, but who knows?
If somebody could figure that out, they'd make a million.
Yeah, really. That's true. Well, 18 years ago when I went into business, my first roommate, this woman that I rented a room in her condo, you know, because I lived with people for 5 years, when I started my business, I asked her 18 years ago, will you let me make you into a zombie? And she said, oh, yeah, cool. In the meantime, I made that kit. It's the same kit. We've been selling that for 18 years. So we were way ahead of everything, which is
amazing. And I will say that as a makeup artist myself and running the Charlotte Zombie Run, I do use a lot of your product, and I actually like it. So, you know, no shameless, you know, testimonial here. I use it and I enjoy it, and I think the product looks good and it stands for itself.
Oh, thank you. Thanks so much.
I do want to ask you a question that I don't know if you've ever been asked before in an interview, and I know you do a lot of these. How did you get involved with Johnny Cash?
Well, what happened was he had a neurological problem, and, it was almost not at the end, but it was a few years before he, you know, passed on. And they brought me in to basically straighten out his face to make it even. And that's how I got involved with him. And that was the beginning of our relationship. And his gang, the whole gang, and his wife, they were probably one of the nicest people I've ever worked with. They were marvelous. And they sure took great care of me, and I took good care of him, and everybody was happy. Yeah.
That's awesome. That's a really cool thing. And, a lot of Cash fans out there, and if you've seen him the last few years of his life, then you probably saw some of your work done.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So anyway, for people interested in learning a little bit more about the new Zombie Blood, the new Stab Blood, or the new Bloody Mary's Revenge happening at Spooky Ranch in what I think is Columbia Station, Ohio, just outside of Cleveland, where can people get this information, find your products, and all this really cool stuff that is Bloody Mary?
Well, they can go on DearBloodyMary.com. That's our website, DearBloodyMary.com. They can always find me on Facebook under my name, Bobby Wiener, B-O-B-B-I-E, Bobby Wiener. And other than that, it's in our new comic book. It's part of the comic book. There's going to be a lot of new special effects that Derek is creating, and to bring the legend back. And it's just going to be, she's back for revenge, and basically, can you get out of there alive? I just think it's going to be marvelous. And I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there for the opening.
Oh, really?
I'm going to be there doing a big, big fundraiser, Bloody Mary, just like I do at Trans World, like a how to bring a buddy and to actually, do makeup, hands-on makeup. And which will be wonderful. And we have one super surprise that I came up with this idea 2 years ago, and we're going to throw it out at Spooky Ranch. And that we're not leaking out yet. That's one thing that's going to be huge that I've created. And basically, I've been looking for a home, a base, and somebody like Derek that could work with me to do it. And he's agreed to do it. So that will probably come out in August or September, what we're going to be doing then. It's totally with people. You know, it's one of those group kind of people thing, and it's going to be spectacular. So I'm excited about it. And I'll let you know. You'll be the first to know.
Oh, we very much appreciate giving us the scoop on
sure.
that. Will there be any information you'll be releasing at Midwest about this, maybe?
There's a good chance in June that we might release it. Yeah. You know, that'll be up to basically Derek and me. And I've had this something like this planned for a couple of years, but, you know, just didn't have the right location, the right people to work. And then when this whole thing came into fruition with Derek, then boom, you know, today people want to add an extra haunt to their existing thing. People don't want to go to just one haunt. They want to go there, you know, just like he's got the concession stands, and he's got the pumpkin patch, and he's got the stores, and he's got the hayride, and you know, it's an evening. You know, it's like you get
exactly. And
yeah,
those are the successful ones, the ones where you can go and spend 2 to 3 hours, have some food. Maybe the kids can go on the hayride while you hit the harder stuff. And it's just it's a whole evening of spooky fun.
He's created a theme park. He has created a mini theme park there, and it's huge. I mean, it's wonderful. So I'm thrilled to death. You know, I think he's just one of the good guys too. I like him. You know, I don't do anything with anybody that I don't like. I like Derek. He's a good person.
Yeah, Derek's a good guy. I like him very much. He's always been very good to our show, and he's always been good to me. And we'll see him at Midwest, I'm sure. So anyway, let's review. Basically, anything we need to find out about the new lines of everything, plus the new attraction at Spooky Ranch, DearBloodyMary.com. Bobby Wiener, it has, as always, been a pleasure to speak to you here on the Big Scary News.
Oh, and you know what else? I forgot to tell you, Rabbit Badger, that people will be able to go on SpookyRanch.com also and find out what's going on and when it opens. So SpookyRanch.com.
SpookyRanch.com, DearBloodyMary.com. Thank you so very much, Bobby, for taking the time out of your, no doubt, extremely busy schedule to take time to talk to the Big Scary News, a subsidiary of Haunters Digest and the Big Scary Show.
We'd like to thank Prelude to a Nightmare and the CD Dark Ride for providing the music for this episode. Well, that's going to wrap it up for this episode of the Big Scary News. We wish to thank Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, www.froggiesfog.com. Remember to listen to the current Big Scary Show for even more news and information, including the Haunt Minute, Face Your Fears, great music from the Haunt Rocker, and the soon-to-be-famous Roundtable of Terror. Get all that and more only at BigScaryShow.com. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and others. This is Drew Badger signing off with a Big Scary News.